the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 437. My Kingdom for a Towel.
Bringing you the funny since 2005, it's the Comedy Forecast Comedy Podcast, powered by its patrons. For as little as a dollar, you can help us support the show and get episodes before everyone else. To find out more, just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4, on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com. Or go to ComedyForecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the page. Thank you.
It's time for the 3rd annual Comedy Forecast Podcast Today in April event.
I love
that
it.
That rocks.
They're everywhere.
That's right. There will be a new episode of Comedy Forecast every day in the month of April. So come on, let's get to today's forecast. It's time for part 17 of Baron's Bunch, an original Comedy Forecast story. We're finally getting into the home stretch, so relax. The name's Hart, Detective Hart. 2 A's, 2 T's. Spell it right, say it right. And I'm telling you this story, one recap at a time. In the last episode, Baron Froehair had passed out after accidentally drinking the sleepy time potion meant for the monster hunters. The hunters, believing the Baron was a member of the waitstaff, brought over Abby Fallmacher, owner of the Venus Arms Hotel and Towers, and the Little Wicker Basket Company, they're everywhere, to complain about the treatment of the staff. The Baron was wearing some flesh-colored makeup, somehow making it impossible for Abby to recognize him. At the same time, in the basement of the hotel, Finkelstein's monster, better known simply as Fink, had reached the hotel vault that housed the monster hunter's weapons. He then summoned Sweet Tooth Sam, and Sam began working on opening the vault.
Got it.
That fast.
It helps when the combination is 1, 2, 3, 4. Now we need to grab the weapons and bring them upstairs to the van.
Right. Put in crate.
You destroyed the crate, remember?
Sorry. That yesterday show. Fink have short memory.
Here, you take Van Heflin's golden stakes.
Stakes.
And Whitaker's set of scissors.
Oh, scissors bad. Take Fink apart.
Fine, I'll take the scissors. You take Spanner's Synchro Cyclo Jumbo Acceleratron.
Spots, plastic, hippo.
We do not have time for this. Just take it. Let's go.
Meanwhile, in the taxi van waiting at the loading dock, Dr. Mild is running out of patience with Danny Hillcrest, his unexpected passenger.
And I don't understand why they call them judges on Dancing with the Stars. I mean, they don't wear robes, and Tom Bergeron is obviously not in a regulation bailiff uniform. That's a funny word, isn't it? Bergeron?
I'm going to count to 10. As slowly as I can.
Oh, that sounds like fun. Can I do it too?
1.
Meanwhile, in the coat room, the rapper, having accidentally set off the hotel sprinklers, tries to hide itself by wrapping itself back around the package it arrived in. But the package seems to be slowly disintegrating.
Ah, stupid recycled paper. It just can't hold up. I feel like spaghetti wrapped around toilet paper.
Meanwhile, again in the ballroom, the cold water from the sprinklers has awoken the Baron, just as the system shuts off.
Oh, what happened? And why am I soaking wet?
Nothing to worry about. I guess it was just a false alarm. The sprinklers went off.
Oh, Thank goodness. I thought I was sitting in the splash zone.
Hey, you're looking paler than you did before. Are you sure you're okay?
Oh, no. The makeup has washed off.
Wait a minute. Baron, is that you?
It appears the jig is up for the Baron and the rapper and maybe even Danny. Tune in again tomorrow for episode 18 of Baron's Bunch. Up, up, and still here.
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.